tomorrow morning. So we'll be here with any school closings, delays tomorrow morning. If you need us, we are here for you. I am Big Chuck. Folks, I do want to take a personal moment out right now and mention my mother, who, as most of you probably know by now, my mom passed away yesterday, and she was 90 years old, a full, rich life, as one of her grandchildren said, no heart untouched, no box unchecked. And she was a great gal, and, you know, one of the nice things about doing a radio show, a local radio show in a small listening area, is I really don't have any secrets. And you know more about me than I probably know about myself. I've been doing this now, you know, for what, 28 years? I've been in here every morning sharing my life with you. And many of you I know have felt that you have come to know my mom. And she's been on Big Chuck buses. She comes to remotes. She was always at events. And she really enjoyed the fact that I was a radio DJ. I'll be very honest with you. She just thought that was a hoot. She really did. She was a great gal. Of course, she had 8 children, and we're still trying to count the grandchildren and grandchildren. This morning, we're all coming up with different numbers. But in any case, she and my dad had 3 different businesses, all in Sydney on Main Street. Over more than almost 45 years, they were business people. So they got to know everybody in my hometown of Sydney. And they had a grocery store for 25 years, Don Supermarket. They had a restaurant, Don Subs, with spaghetti and submarine sandwiches and cheesesteaks and things like that for many, many years. And then they also owned the Sydney Taxi Company in their quote-unquote retirement, driving all people all over the place. It was a crazy time. I actually grew up in the grocery store at 11 Main Street in Sydney, Don's Market. That was where I grew up. Other children, we had 8 siblings, grew up in the taxi business. Others grew up in the restaurant, but mine was the grocery store. And I'll never forget what my folks tried to really, really drill in me, that people have a lot of different choices on where they could buy their groceries back in those days. And so we had to make it a welcoming and a special place so that they would choose our store. We had a lot of mouths to feed, and it was very important. And, you know, believe it or not, and I've been interviewed over the years, you know, you've been doing this a long time, what is your secret, blah, blah, blah. I look at my radio show as my dad's grocery store. And I know you have many, many choices on radio dials of where to go, and I just try and make it a welcoming, friendly place. And I thank you for shopping with me for all these years. So, yeah, Mom was a great gal. She was a party girl. She was Irish. Nobody likes St. Paddy's Day better than my mom, that is for sure. And we will miss her, of course, forever and ever and ever. She was just a wonderful lady. And I want to thank you. I've just been just a tremendous outpouring, and I appreciate all those who have reached out to me on social media and other ways with your condolences. And they are very, very heartfelt, and I've shared them with my family, too. So the celebration of Mom goes on this weekend, and I just wanted to mention her, of course. I know she's listening wherever she is. And I have to tell you, she was a big music fan. Mom liked all kinds of music. She really did. I would have to say that she had 2 favorite singers. She loved Barry Manilow. My gosh, I can't tell you how many times we've been dragged to a Barry Manilow concert so that Mom could see her. As recently as last year, I believe, at Turning Stone. And she just loved him a lot. But there was another singer that she always liked too. And if he was around and got close, we would always go to see her. And I think we saw him last at the New York State Fair. But, you know, I do an oldies show on Thursday nights. And many times my mother would call and request this song. And she knew I would say, Mom, please, there's other listeners. And she then would try and call back and disguise her voice and request a song. And it was always the same song, and it was always from her favorite singer. And if you'll allow me, I'd like to play this in tribute to Kate Cody D'Imperio, my sweet mom, now gone to meet my dad. And Mom, this one's for you. I love you, Mom, forever and ever. Thank you.
once in every life, someone comes along and you came to me. It was almost like a song. You were in my arms, right where you belong, and we were so in love. It was almost like a song. January through December, we had such a perfect year. Then the flame became a dying ember. All at once, you weren't here. Now my broken heart for you each night, and it's almost like a song, but it's much too sad to
from your ever-loving Big Chuck. You're listening to WCHN in Norwich, New York, WDOS in Oneonta, New York, and WDLA AM in Walton, New York. I'm Big Chuck, old Mr. One Size Fits All, and I'll be right back.